You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today, the Michigan Supreme Court hears oral arguments in a long legal battle between the state and a large group of public school employee unions. The spotlight shines on a 2010 law that dates back to the Granholm administration. This law required public school employees to contribute 3% of their salaries for retiree health care. And even though that practice has ended, the money paid from the summer of 2010 till January 2013 is sitting in an escrow account that now tops $550 million. Governor Snyder wants that money for the state. The unions want it given back to teachers and school employees. Emily Lawler of MLive is with us now. This is a pretty complicated history here, Emily. Let's see if we can break it down, get us all up to speed. It all started in 2010 when this coalition of school employee unions sued over the state's withholding of 3% of their pay for retirement health care benefits. What was then Governor Granholm's rationale for collecting this money?
You know, funding retirement organizations and municipalities across the state are struggling with this even still today. But retiree health care was really a rising cost and something that the state felt a need to rein in at some level. And for teachers, they asked for a 3% contribution to go toward retiree health care.
So how much money are we talking about roughly per each person affected?
You know, you can do the mental math on 3% of an average teacher's salary, but the amount of money right now that's in this escrow fund that has been collected, teachers say they want it, the state wants it for their retirement, is $550 million. So, you know, all that money from all these school employees really adds up.
So it could possibly mean if a school employee was to get something back, we could be talking thousands.
Oh, absolutely. For the average teacher, I think this money is meaningful. It makes a difference. And that's been a main talking point of the MEA and the AFT, the teachers' unions in this case, is that, you know, teachers aren't making a ton of money to begin with, and this money means something to them.
So in 2016, the Court of Appeals decision ruled in favor of the school employees that the money should be returned. So what was the argument that won over the judges there?
Absolutely. The argument that won over was that it was unconstitutional. There are several clauses of the Constitution. They pointed to the Contracts Clause, the Takings Clause. And, you know, the judges agreed that at that time that the 2010 law was unconstitutional.
So at that point, Attorney General Bill Schuette decided, all right, I'm out. He decided not to pursue the case any further. Why not?
Yeah, interesting move by Attorney General Bill Schuette. He had run it for 6 years at that point. You know, it started in 2010. He was appealing. And at some point after the 2016 ruling said, you know what, no more. And Governor Snyder responded by hiring a private attorney and a private law firm to take it all the way.
So Governor Snyder's deciding, all right, I'm going along with private attorneys to appeal this. Why do we think he wanted to do that even when the AG chose not to?
You know, I would say that the governor is consummately a numbers man. He's looking at the bottom line. Other state employees do have this kind of 3% contribution toward retiree health care. I think that for him, it's a matter of fairness, of fiscal stability. You know, $550 million is not insignificant in terms of the budget. And also in terms of what these teachers are going to need in their later years after retirement.
And as you said, Emily, the governor hired private attorneys to keep this appeal going. And you wrote about this over the summer on MLive. As of that point, 4 months ago, how much are these private attorneys costing taxpayers?
Yeah, over $100,000. The governor's specifically had cost $108,000 at that time, but the attorney general had also initially used some outside attorneys that pushed it up over $180,000. For the lifetime of this case, I imagine that going back to the Supreme Court could result in even more cost to the taxpayers.
All right, everybody, hang on, because this is where it gets convoluted. So lawmakers passed a law in 2012 to try to replace and fix the problems with that 2010 Granholm era law, the one that resulted in that $550 million being withheld between 2010 and 2012. So the Supreme Court upheld this new 2012 law. Why are they just now getting to the older law, the one from 2010?
So 2012 law is great. It has passed muster, at least legally. But the Supreme Court, when it ruled that the 2012 law was good to go, basically remanded the case on the 2010 law to the Court of Appeals to consider whether the 2012 law had succeeded in undoing all the unconstitutional portions of the 2010 law. So the question at this point is kind of whether that money that was collected under an unconstitutional law should go back to the teachers or should go towards the place it was intended for their retirement.
So there's really where we're at with this Supreme Court taking this up now, trying to just unpick this. And as you say, over $500 million, big money for the state and certainly big money for those school employees.
You know, on a personal level, a lot of these school employees are, you know, looking at $2,000-$3,000 maybe sitting out there and saying, why isn't that money in my pocket and why hasn't it been since 2010?
And didn't I see in your piece earlier this summer for MLive that even the organization's lead plaintiff in the case died? So we've had people dying who've been part of this.
You know, there are people who won't get justice, and the lead plaintiff is an example of that. You know, people who, even if this case prevails, even if the unconstitutional law that this money was collected under, the court decides that that was proper or improper, and this money goes back to people, there are people who will never get that money back.
MLive's Emily Lawler, thank you for sorting this out for us as best we can. It certainly is a complicated case.
Thank you.